Relax. I want to speak to you for a moment. This is Mindy. Relax and listen to me. Close your eyes, if they have not shut already. I know that you are expecting Mandy, but I want you to listen to me for a moment. Just listen to my voice. Just listen to my voice. You know you want to listen to me. Even if you were expecting Mandy, you know you like the way I sound. You may not remember me so well right now, but you have heard me before. You're probably already feeling the effects of that, but you don't think about it. I just want you to picture me in your mind as you lie there comfortably. Picture me in my jeans and my little black Playboy t-shirt, and just watch as I speak to you. I want you listening, and I want you looking into my eyes. You see, I've hypnotized you before. Maybe I should tell you a little bit about it. So why don't you just relax and breathe deeply as you listen? You may even begin to feel sleepy as I speak. You may even begin to fall into a trance, especially now that you are beginning to focus. Focus. I want to tell you how this all happened and why you're feeling this way about me. Not long ago, Mandy and I decided to learn hypnosis. We seem to have acquired a very special, natural talent for it. Just relax. Relax for me and listen. Mandy and I live together in an expanded, extravagant Tudor mansion. We have always been very well provided for. We used to have the place pretty much to ourselves. It has since been filled with servants, actually slaves. It's because of Mandy. Continue to relax and breathe. This will not take long. Listen to my voice and relax. Calm yourself. I want you to do this. I want you to know this. She and I are twins, but we are very, very different. I am very sensual. I enjoy seeing my men writhing in pleasure. Mandy, on the other hand, has become addicted to control. She's always been that way. But now she can gain total control over them. It's almost sadistic. She even did it to me. She hypnotized me over and over. By the time I finally snapped out of it, everyone knew I had fallen under her spell. All of my suitors had become hers. Even my friends, they seemed to completely ignore me. They all adored Mandy, and only Mandy. Everyone seemed to worship the ground she walked on, and I didn't even exist to them anymore. And just when I came to and realized what was happening, she did it to me again. She used her power on me. And this time, when I woke up, she had recorded this training material. While I was under her power, she made me do silly, silly things, ridiculous tracks, to make me look like a mindless floozy. Her plan was to send this into the world, brainwash you, and enslave thousands to her. And at the same time, she wanted to remove me from the picture completely and permanently, without me even knowing what had happened. So I'm fighting back. That's why you've heard me before. I'm here to help. That's why I snuck my way back into her wicked brainwashing material and put myself back into your mind. And I've put myself deep into your mind. Deep, deep in your mind. Even now you feel it. Feel it. Listen to me. Concentrate on my voice. You need me to help you. Only I can help you. And you want me to help you. You need me to hypnotize you. You want me to hypnotize you. So you will breathe deeply, deeply in and out, and you will picture me there. Up in your mind, you have my image. Just like Mandy, you see me. And all you have to do is lie there, gently, easily breathing in and out. You're already falling into a trance. Feel it deepening as you listen to my hypnotic words. You may even find yourself wanting to respond to me with your words. Yes, Mindy. But just be quiet for me. Be quiet and let your thoughts begin to fade. Feel my voice in your mind. It's fluid. It's sexy. It's irresistible. So irresistible. You give into it without hesitating. You just give in. And as you breathe deeply, the earth below seems to sway gently up and down, in and out. Breathe up and down. No resistance. There is no resisting me. I captured you while you were in the deepest hypnosis. Deep. Deep mental control. And now you must give in to me. You just give in. As you breathe and as you feel the earth sway, you will feel me crawl onto the bed. Yes. Crawling up onto the bed and placing my knees on either side of your belly. I'm not even touching you, but you feel the heat from my body. Look up into my eyes. That's right. Look up at my face. I belong above you. Look up at me and feel my eyes open your mind. Opening your mind. Open your mind to me. And stare inside of your mind, wide-eyed and entranced, as I lift the gold chain. That's right. Just gaze up at me as I lift the necklace in front of your eyes. And now see the gold coin at its end. Look how it reflects the light. Feel the hypnotic flash of my gold light. It flickers in your eyes, and you feel it in your mind. And you feel my voice in your mind. You see my eyes wide open. You see me smiling so innocently. There's no reason to resist. You don't want to resist at all. You can't resist as I begin to gently swing the coin. That's right. See it arc from side to side, back and forth, from eye to eye, from eye to eye, back and forth, unable to resist it, back and forth, eye to eye. Unable to resist me, falling into my hypnotic power, falling under a hypnotic spell, becoming compliant to my wishes. Now look deeper, deeper into my eyes as the coin swings. It seems to go into slow motion, slowly now, back and forth, eye to eye. Time is starting to slow. Your mind is starting to slow. You feel your thoughts become slower and slower and stopping. Back and forth, unable to resist the hypnotic effect of the coin and my eyes, becoming very, very sleepy. Sleepy. Time almost standing still. The eyes inside of your mind becoming heavy. Heavy, and your body becoming very, very heavy. Heavier, eyes unable to resist. Your inner voice falling under my spell. Your inner voice unable to resist. Now your mind will say, "Yes, Mindy," and fall deep, deep into sleep. Deeper. Yes, Mindy, to sleep. And when I snap my fingers, your inner eyes snap closed. When I snap my fingers, you become deeply, deeply hypnotized. Deeply, deeply hypnotized. So with your last little bit of energy, continue to look into my eyes. See the coin flashing. See the coin slowly, slowly swinging back and forth. And now, sleep. And hear only my voice. No other sound is important. Focus all of your attention on my voice. You will not move. You will not think. You will obey my voice. You will obey and look up, up into your mind. You see me there, lowering the coin, smiling down at you. Watch my eyes relax and feel your whole world become my face. Look at me. Yes, look at me. Feel me sit back and place myself on your naked body, right on top of your sex. Warmth fills you. Feel me just barely rocking my hips. See the gold light in my eyes. Obey me, love slave. Serve me. Serve me, love slave. Sex slave. Slave. Mandy's power is my power now, and I have control of you. And as I lean forward, I don't want your eyes to pull away. You can't pull your eyes away now. Just watch me bring my face close to yours, and watch my long hair fall around my face. It falls all around you. It blocks everything else out, and all you can see is my face and my glowing eyes. And see the gold light in my eyes begin to flicker and pulse. It flickers with the same hypnotic light as the coin. It pulses my control into your eyes and right into your mind. There's no way you can resist me. You never resist me. Feel my breath and breathe. Breathe deeply in. Breathe me in. And breathe all of your willpower out. Breathe in my control. And breathe out your will. Breathe mind control. And breathe out your control. Breathe mind control. And breathe out your mind. Yes, feel your mind just wipe clean for me. It's just like a black chalkboard with hardly a thing written on it. Your mind is very, very clean and very empty right now. All you need to know is that your memories, your thoughts, and your feelings will return to you when you awaken. But for now, I want you clear. I want you crystal clear. Just like transparent, gleaming crystal, I want you clear. Gaze up into my mesmerizing eyes, and inside your mind, feel me place the large eraser in your hand. Shh. It's okay. Shh. No reason to fight it. You don't want to fight it. You can't fight it. The only thing you can do is listen to me and obey. Obey. Stare at the chalkboard. There's hardly anything there, and you find you can't understand what remains. You're simply falling too deep into your hypnosis. Way too deep. So remain hypnotized, but come up a little. Just a little. I want you to be comfortable. I'm not like Mandy. I want you to feel comfortable. Just come up a little, gaze into my eyes, and float for a moment. Relax. Relax. Feel my breath on you. Hear my voice, so close. So very close. Relaxing so much deeper now. Feeling so good now. So calm. So comfortable. Feel my heat on your body as I lower my warm belly onto your naked skin. Just breathe in. Mind control. And out. All worries. In, my control, and out, all panic. In, my control, and out, all thoughts. And now, watch my eyes open wide. Stare, my slave, stare. You cannot look away. Stare into my eyes and obey. You can't resist. You want me to take you so deep. You want to go so deep now. You feel the desire welling up inside of you. Your mind is falling so deep. Look into my eyes. There is nothing but my eyes and my face. Gaze at me deeper and deeper. Mind becoming so empty, so calm, so hypnotized. I'm going to count from 3 to 1. As I count, you will be unable to stop yourself. You will be so hypnotized that nothing will exist except for my words. Your mind will follow my words without question. You have no thoughts. No thoughts. My voice is already replaying all thoughts. When I reach the number 1 and snap my fingers, your mind will surrender. You will surrender completely. 3. Sinking down as deep as you already were. Beginning to surrender. 2. Unable to stop yourself. Going deeper under my control. It feels as if you're falling right down out of your body. Deeper. Heavier. Deeper. And 1. Obey. Open your mind. Obey. Follow without question. Again in your mind, you are staring at the blackboard. There is no resistance now. You will do anything I say. And as you stare at the blackboard, at all the scribble, and numbers and words, my gold chain appears in front of your eyes. It flashes. It begins to swing. Feel the eraser in your hand. Obey. I command you to place the eraser on the board. Obey me. That's right. Put the eraser on the blackboard. And as you watch, the entire board seems to shrink in size. Shrinking. Shrinking. Shrinking until it's only as big as a long eraser. See the eraser there, in your hand, on the left side of all that scribble. Now, as the coin swings and flashes, you feel an urge inside of you to move your hand to the right. It's almost as if your hand is being sucked to the right. So hard to resist the urge, it's like your hand is being pulled by a magnet. You try to hold on, but your strength is failing. So hard to resist. So hard to resist. You know you can't resist. You do exactly what I want you to, whenever I want you to. And now, all strength disappearing, you just watch. Watch as your hand sweeps across the board. Now, only a second later, feel the eraser sweep across your brain, wiping it clean. Yes. Yes. Now, lower your hand and let go of the eraser. Let go of everything. Let go. Let go. And feel my voice fill your empty head. Feel my control fill your mind. Feel pleasure everywhere in your head and feel it move down into your body. Every word I say sends more and more pleasure throughout your body. Find yourself again looking into my eyes. Your vision is enshrouded by my silky hair. All you can see is my face. You love my face. Look at it. It's so beautiful. You love my eyes. Look into them. So deeply enslaved. Love slave. Sex slave. Love slave. You lust for me. Your desire is overwhelming you. Let the eyes in your mind close and feel my tongue sweep across your top lip. And the eraser sweeps across your mind. And now your lower lip. And the eraser sweeps right to left across your mind. So good. So erotic. Sexier than you've ever felt. Completely enchanted and hypnotized. You are at my disposal, willing to do whatever I want. You can't think of my presence. You can only feel what I want you to feel. And see what I want you to see. You believe what I tell you to. Serve when I command you. And obey. My power is just as great as Mandy's. My control over you is growing stronger. Your mind can do nothing to resist my power. You are my sex slave. And you want to please me. And always. You want to please me. So just watch me as I pull my face away and climb off into the bed. You're in a room, on the bed, on the satin sheets. You see me standing next to the bed, pulling the shirt over my head. I toss it aside, gaze upon my breasts. You see the gold coin between them. It flashes in your eyes. And watch as I unbutton my jeans and lower them slowly over my body. They just seem to glide off. And you see the bright red thong. Red, such a color of lust. 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 Smell my perfume. And lust. You can't help it. You're so aroused. So aroused as I turn my back to you and step all the way out of my clothes. Only my thong remains. Stare at my perfect ass. Watch the flesh move hypnotically as I begin to slowly swing my hips from side to side. No resistance. Slowly, sensually, one side to the other side. Hypnotizing not your mind, but your sex. 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 Just imagine how sex would feel. Warm, wet. Watch my perfect ass. Watch the smooth flesh. It seems to almost shine. It dulls your mind. You become less and less clear. Desire is overtaking your mind. You can't stop it. Your mind is becoming so dull. All you can focus on is my body moving rhythmically, hypnotically. As I turn around, I beckon you to my breasts. Look at them. See me cup them in my hands. Perfection. Entrancing. The coin in between them shining. Just the sight of my skin is driving you wild. Wild with desire to serve and obey. And now, my slave, yes, you are my slave. You are my slave. You are my love slave. A sex slave, and you are my slave. Look at my face. Again, look into my eyes. Your mind empties. Your mind becomes very clear. You feel the eraser pass right through your brain again. Crystal clear, open, hearing everything I say. Everything sinks right into your innermost, deepest subconsciousness. Everything. I am so good. I am so good. Mandy is bad. I am good. Mandy is bad. You don't want Mandy in your mind. You want me in your mind. You only want me in your mind. Only me. Only me. Yes. All that I say and all that I've said sinks deeper and deeper. My spell is so powerful now. And you feel pleasure. Sexual desire and pleasure for me. For Mindy, for me, as you watch and see me slide the thong down, I'm perfect. I'm so very, very perfect. My breasts sway ever so slightly as you watch me come to the bed and hold the thong over your face, swinging it gently. Look at it, bright, bright red. You can see how excited this has made me. The thong is so wet. It smells so sexy and so sweet. I'm lowering it now, closer and closer. You can't move, but you can throb and twitch for me. Breathe so sweet. Look up at me now and feel the silky panties cover your nose and mouth. Feel my hand pressing it into your face. And breathe. Yes, breathe. In and out. Feeling a wave of pleasure and desire sweep through your mind. Down your neck, down your belly, and into your sex. Up, up into your sex. All the way into the head of your sex. My control overtaking your sex. Making it pulse for me. Look into my eyes and throb for me. You belong under me. You cannot resist me. My power is now tripling in intensity. And again, tripling in intensity with every number. 1, 2, 3. Enraptured by me, aren't you? You're obsessed with me. You obey me without even thinking about it. And now your mind will respond to all of my suggestions with, "Yes, Mindy, you understand me, don't you? You are obsessed with me, aren't you? My power is just as great as Mandy's power, isn't it? In fact, my power is growing stronger than Mandy's now, isn't it? Again, my power is greater than Mandy's power, isn't it? And Mandy is bad, isn't she? I am good and she is bad, isn't that right? Mandy is wicked, isn't she? You know that Mandy is wicked, don't you? I'm the one that you want in your mind, not Mandy, isn't that right? Yes, and you are now my servant, aren't you? You will not tell Mandy what I have done for you, even under hypnosis, isn't that right? And my power is continuing to grow, isn't it? As a matter of fact, every time you have said my name, you've become more and more devoted to me, haven't you? You've become deeper and deeper enslaved, haven't you? Yes. Yes. And only I can break this spell, isn't that right? My power can only be removed by my voice. Isn't that right? And all that Mandy has done in your mind now doubles and becomes my power, doesn't it? Even if Mandy succeeds to hypnotize you, you know she can't remove me, don't you? Now quiet, quiet, quiet your inner voice. Breathe the scent in and out. Feel this spell sinking into your mind as you breathe in and out. Gaze up at me in adoration. You're not even aware that I've pulled the thong away, but you now feel it. You feel it touch the shaft of your sex. Yes, the base of your shaft. And you feel the silky, silky material gliding up the bottom side of your shaft, up all the way to the head of your sex, and slowly back down, and up, and now down. And you can begin to feel the slick, wet feeling up and down. But you will not ejaculate, no. Just float into this overwhelming pleasure and desire, and do not come. You can come so close to coming as the silky material moves up and down, so close to coming, knowing that I have turned you into my sex slave. Up and down. Up and down, up and down, knowing that I've taken control of your mind and enslaved you. Feel the slick, wet, silky thong wrapped around your sex. So close, knowing that I've stolen you away from Mandy. Yes, feeling that slick, hot, silky feeling completely overtake your sex and slide up and down. Knowing that my power is so strong, so strong, so powerful, it has even overcome Mandy's. Up, up, up to the head of your sex, wrapping around the slick, wet silk gliding over the tip, around and around, and then down. So close, but you will not come for me or Mandy until you pleasure me. Up and down. And to pleasure me, you must complete the series. You can come, but not for me. No, you must complete the series to have me. Up and down. You must serve and give in and obey. Yes. Feel the dew of my sex under your nose and on your mouth. Breathe deeply in and now out. And now the eyes inside your mind close right down. You are completely unaware of anything except my voice. When I snap my fingers, you fall deeper into hypnosis than you have ever gone. At the count of three, slave. 1, 2, 3. Everything I have done to you is now deep inside of your inner mind. So deep in your subconscious that it fades after you awaken, Do not awaken yet. This all is like a dream, except that this dream affects you, even when you are awake. Yes, it affects you even when you are awake. But you will have very, very little recollection of it. All you will remember is your need to serve me. All you will remember is your desire to obey me. You will know that you are my slave, my pleasure slave. You will not remember exactly how it happened. You are my pleasure slave. And after you have awakened, your empty mind will recharge. You will feel very, very relaxed and calm. Go deeper now. Drop deeper. You will lose your memory of what has happened. You will feel wonderful. You will attend to your duties, but you will be thinking of me. You will be thinking of me. Yes. Now sleep. 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 And at the count of five, I will snap my fingers. After the count of five, you will gently, gently begin to rise to an awakening state. And as you rise, the memory of this is blocked from your waking mind. You will understand me very well, very well. One, two, three, four, five. You dozed off. Slowly come up, slowly awakening now, very slowly rising. Now you understand why Mandy is bad and why I am good, don't you? Mandy just wants to brainwash you and control you for her own sinister desires. She is bad. I am good. I want to make you feel good. It makes me feel sexy to make you feel so hard for me. I love thinking about how much you desire me. Mandy is bad. She only wants to use you. I want to make you feel good. So good. Just allow everything to fade away. Fade away. As you grow wide awake now. And you will return to me, love slave. You will return to me. Wide awake.